Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Joy!
Welcome aboard. Next stop, Fiona's Melbourne.
It's 29 minutes to 5, you're on Joy 94.9, and it's time for Fiona's Melbourne. Hello, Fiona.
Hello, I still love that you put that tram thing for me together.
I thought I'd put it in again last week.
Yeah, that's right,
it bombed. Not work properly, yeah. How's your weekend been? What's been going on?
Good, well, I'm a Mad Hawk supporter, and we won the football convincingly on Friday night. So
hence the smile.
Hence the big smile. Mm-hmm. Then, of course, I ran a market on Saturday. That was fun. It was beautiful weather on the weekend.
Yeah, and then
degrees.
Today, oh, well,
today's
now.
Yeah, today's, so nice. It was nice and then it got windy.
Mm, yes. Anyway.
Did you head to the market in Northcote?
No, I didn't. Weekend? Well, I can't do both at the same time, unfortunately.
Why not?
I've got to run the whole market and then ducking off to go to another one would seem a bit weird.
It's better time management.
Exactly. Yeah. You need a diary.
I need to duplicate myself.
Yes. Now, what have you got for us in Melbourne this week? What's happening?
Well, one of my favourite ever drag performers is doing a show in the Fringe Festival.
Oh, yes.
Which is on over the next few weeks. So there's lots of events around Melbourne. It's that time of year again where there's lots of festivals on.
Who is it?
And his name is Agent Cleave. Oh. I don't know if you've heard of him. Have you heard of him?
I think so.
No. Oh, my goodness. He's a fantastic, he's my favourite ever drag performer. So he's doing a show at the Melbourne Spiegel Tent, which is at the Circus Oz headquarters in Collingwood, right next to the Tote. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be an amazing facility once it's finished. But they've parked the Spiegel Tent there. So he'll be performing there. He'll be doing five different Agent Cleave characters during the show. So it's a one-hour show. I've seen several of his performances over the years, and he is fabulous. In fact, he used to do pole dancing at the Glass House quite a bit and when it was open. Toured with Peaches, not Peaches Geldof, the other Peaches. The other Peaches. I did get that wrong once when I was talking to him. And,
Very, very different.
Yes.
It's very different
very,
people.
Very, very different. Well, one of them's not even a performer, are they?
No, which one? Geldof?
She's
Bob's a Geldof,
daughter. get down and see that. It's September the 18th to the 28th, and it's a show exploring drag, gender, sexuality, all the usual aspects.
Wow. That sounds a bit fun.
Yeah, yeah.
It's heaps
and
going on.
And you can
on.
Go to Tote afterwards as well. And just watch the sticky carpet.
There's nothing wrong with the sticky carpet.
No.
Do you know, speaking of sticky carpet...
I knew you'd use that as a segue.
Actually, no, because I've got many memories of sticky carpet or sticky floorboards with this particular song, and Simon probably would be able to help out with this as well. This is a bit of Freemasons Club mix of Beyoncé's Ring the Alarm, and there's been lots of big nights with this one. Lots of sticky carpet for reasons that I shouldn't share on air.
We'll lots of that stories that we won't mention on air.
No, maybe after 9 o'clock here on Joy 94.9. Oh, sorry. Sorry, it turned off.
Wonderful.
Sorry.
Thank you. And surprising to get a Cahill remix in our show.
There would be no show if there was no Cahill remix. Exactly right. Oh, that and Dave All Day. It wouldn't be nothing. It'd be nothing without it. Now, it is time. It is that time where we need to find out what is eating away at you, Fiona. What is pissing you off?
What's making me scream and smash things?
What's happened?
Well, this thing that I'm about to whinge about.
Yeah.
It needs to be discussed.
Okay. Ooh.
The ice bucket challenge. It is driving me mad. And I feel guilty, you know,
Why?
Complaining about it because it's raising lots of money for a very good cause. And, you know, lots of famous people of, you know, Oprah and Bill Gates and Mark Zuckerberg, they're all getting behind it.
Well, you're funny you should mention it because someone threw a teenage hissy fit the other week.
Yes, I wonder who that was.
Yeah, look, I did act like a petulant child.
You did, yes.
I'm not above acting like a petulant child.
No, you're and quite so good at it too.
You jumped off Facebook,
I got off Facebook, so I didn't have to see it. And I've not seen an ice bucket challenge for a couple of weeks, and I can't say I've never been happier. Right. I've never been happier.
Yeah. Are you still off Facebook?
It's funny you should mention that.
Oh, because here we go.
If you go through the browser history of this very computer in the studio, I was halfway through resetting it up. But I don't.
Oh,
and this is what I was worried about.
Really?
I
told you so.
You would not be able to keep your hands off it for more than and Facebook as well, for more than 5 minutes.
But back to Fiona.
Sorry.
Back to the Ice Bucket Challenge. Well, the Ice Bucket Challenge obviously annoyed Simon so much that he got off Facebook just because of it. And look, it's raised $13 million or $15 million in a month for the motor neuron disease. My auntie actually passed away from it, so my grandfather did. Yeah, I'm close to the cause.
Yes.
But I'm sick of seeing the Ice Bucket Challenge in my newsfeed. If I see one more person tipping a bucket of drinkable water over their head.
That's the thing.
I'm not too... what's the word I'm looking for? I don't mind seeing it happening in other parts of the world where it's summer. What I do laugh at is the people in Australia who are doing it right now.
Yeah, but it's a bit of hard nipple,
should
then,
raise,
isn't it?
Yeah, it should raise a bit of extra money.
This is the ones that you're watching,
exactly,
of course.
Exactly, that's right. I choose the good ones.
Mm.
It's not my fault.
Matt, I like what Matt Damon did. He poured toilet water over his head.
He's
started an organisation called water.org, which is about making sure drinkable water is for everybody in the world. So he said, I couldn't in good conscience pour good drinkable water over my head.
Do you think it's a bit of a celebrity trend at the moment with Miley Cyrus not getting up to me and accept an award at an awards night, and she got a homeless guy to go up and do a spiel about homeless people.
Really?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, Miley.
Where have you been?
Oh, Miley.
Living under a rock.
On a wrecking ball, that's where I've been. Instead of Miley. Do some work, Miley. Go and accept your award. You get paid good money.
It is
lazy.
Yes. And apparently the charity that are for the motor neuron disease are trying to patent the idea so that other charities can't use it, which I think is a little bit cheeky.
That's a bit much.
It is,
The Ice Bucket Challenge wasn't actually started by them. It was started by somebody else who decided to donate their money to them. So it's a bit cheeky.
When a charity has a marketing department, you've got to worry.
They've all got marketing departments.
Well,
some are bigger than others.
You need to have a marketing department.
True, for the big ones.
That's right. Yeah. Apparently, according to Joe, you know, afternoons here on Joy, we're a bit of a vinyl type, industrial vinyl type back seat.
Oh.
Yeah, no.
I think he's got his pin for like
that's why I kept sticking to it.
Sort of.
Well, no, see, we're not that cheap. So, you know, we're more premium leather, right? Premium leather.
Is that premium? I wouldn't have thought that
premium,
was premium leather.
We are premium leather.
Those couches?
I'm saying those ones. I'm saying our one is premium leather.
If that leather could talk, there'd be a few stories, wouldn't there?
But so would ours, but that's a whole different thing. Now, we're actually having a chat, because I was talking about some reality TV before, and we're talking about one that's coming up, well, it's at the moment, The Bachelor.
Mm-hmm. Now, The Bachelor makes me so angry sometimes I'm going to throw things at my TV. I don't even watch it. I just hear the ads. But I was thinking about a concept for The Bachelor.
Yeah.
Let's do a gay Bachelor, but the only problem being, of course, that everyone, all the participants, would get together.
They would, yeah.
To be a bit awkward.
Which, so then there wouldn't have to be one Bachelor. It'd be called The Bachelors, I think.
Well, yeah, or the Bachelorettes.
Or just the dark room and just put them all in one room together.
We also thought if it was a lesbian one, it'd be over by episode two because everyone'd be hooked up.
Yeah. Well,
U-hauling.
You'd have to like stretch that day out over like, you know, 3 months.
Like 3 months of TV.
It's doable.
Well, you could track every couple, I suppose.
No, that's boring.
Yeah, especially for lesbians.
Exactly.
And here we have Rebecca and Sarah watching DVDs.
What riveting television. The newest ratings hit on Channel 10. Actually, it sounds like something that SBS would do.
Well, yeah.
What's an SBS program?
That's right, a series of...
We need to get Mark Downey involved.
No, when we have a chat to the BEMTV people at 6 o'clock, let's mention that perhaps we should do some BEMTV, like...
Reality... Gay reality TV.
I reckon that'd be up for that. After this latest series is over.
We need to get the butcher's paper and texters out.
Oh, I reckon.
Start brainstorming.
Look, if you've got some ideas, if you would be in it, let us know. 0427 Joy 949. We may as well start the casting call now.
Yes,
might as
photos.
Well.
Photos,
send
bio.
A photo in. Bio.
Whole lot, yeah. And we'll start filtering through.
Mm.
I'm sure that'd be a great TV show on Channel 31.
Well, obviously they haven't done too much casting in the actual Bachelor on TV.
No, no.
Especially the lady on the ad, and I've got to say the ad that's been on this week. I love the gritted teeth from Fiona.
Are you going to talk about that one?
Yeah, the one who's really unappreciative that she's gone on a date. She's been taken to a bowling hall. And then she starts crying and says the other girls are getting chauffeur-driven limos and helicopters and she's getting a dirty street pie. Very unappreciative.
Now, I have to say, he must be a bit dumb to take her bowling and eat a street pie because obviously she's completely not into it. How did he misread her that much?
True.
That's what you're talking about. But you know, if you do want to be in the newest hottest reality TV show that's ever going to be made,
The Bachelors.
The Bachelors,
the Gay Bachelor. We need a name for it.
Let's
put the call out. Name.
0427 Joy 949 or on air at joy.org.au. What should we call it? Do you want to be in it? Send us a photo. Send us a bio. We're not guaranteeing you'll be on it.
Or that it'll exist.
Exactly. But we'll have a try. Give it a go. It'll be fun. I think it'd be good fun.
Mm.
Yeah. Oh well. Well, look. You do that while we have a listen from Sigma, Paloma Faith. Remember who she is? She's quite popular.
She's got a set of pipes on her, doesn't she?
She does. She's a bit of a singer. This is a brand new one. It's called Changing here on Joy.
Hell down heaven now, living in the same town, trying to find something new. Broken picture frame, I've been frozen in, trying to find a better view.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.